Now, I've made it clear in, I think, more than one previous lecture in this series that Tibetan Buddhist meditation is mainly a tantric. That is to say, it belongs not so much to the Hinayana, not so much even to the Mahayana, it belongs to the Vajrayana, which is that phase or stage in the development of Buddhism in India which stresses esoteric meditation and symbolical ritual very, very much. It specializes, as it were, in these things. Now, I've also tried to make it clear more than once in the course of this whole series that Tibetan Buddhism is Triyana. That is to say, it is a Buddhism of the three yanas, or three main ways. When we distinguish, when we characterize Tibetan Buddhism, very often we speak of it as Mahayana Buddhism. This isn't altogether wrong, but it isn't, at the same time, altogether correct. Tibetan Buddhism isn't just Mahayana Buddhism. It isn't even just a form of Mahayana Buddhism. It's Hinayana plus Mahayana plus Vajrayana Buddhism. In other words, it's Triyana, or Triyana Buddhism. It's a very rich thing, Tibetan Buddhism, as I've tried to bring out constantly in the course of these talks. It draws from all sources. It draws material from the Hinayana, from the Mahayana, and also from, of course, the Vajrayana. From the Hinayana, Tibetan Buddhism draws its Vinaya, or code of monastic discipline, as well as its Abhidharma, its sort of psychological analysis and general philosophical statements. From the Mahayana, Tibetan Buddhism derives its spiritual ideal, which is the Bodhisattva ideal, as well as its underlying metaphysics, which is that of the voidness, or shunyata. And from the Vajrayana, from Tantric Buddhism, as I've said, it derives, Tibetan Buddhism derives its esoteric meditation and its symbolic ritual. So Tibetan Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhist meditation, rather, is Tantric. But the question arises, what is tantric meditation? What exactly is it? And I suppose that that is the question, an answer to which most of you are looking for this evening. What is tantric meditation? How does it differ from Hinayana meditation? How does it differ even from Mahayana meditation? So let's try to answer that question first. There are many possible answers which we could give, but I think here the simplest is the best. So we may say that tantric meditation is that type or that kind of meditation which is practiced by the sadhaka, by the practitioner, after initiation by a guru. This is what tantric meditation essentially is. It's that kind of meditation which you practice after receiving initiation by a guru. And by initiation here we mean, of course, tantric initiation. In a sense, when any kind of meditation practice is explained to you, in a sense, that is an initiation. But it isn't a tantric initiation. And now what do we mean by a tantric initiation? In Sanskrit, the term for a tantric initiation is Abhisheka, and the Tibetans render this by Wongkur. This tantric initiation, whether you call it Abhisheka or Wongkur, we'll see what these terms mean in a minute, usually, though not always, involves the giving of a mantra or a sort of sacred syllable or sacred phrase to repeat over and over again. What a mantra is, we shall try to see a little later.